Okay, we continue with the first parak, the fifth Mishnah. Ezahu Gorinin Lemaisris. When we speak of Gorinin, so the Gorin is just a catchphrase, it's a borrowed term, so to speak, as to when we've finished the complete process. What is considered the Gemar Malacha, the final stage? Each species has its own Gemar Malacha, its final stage that we consider this Gorin stage. The Gorin is used from context of processing grains. That's the Gemar Malacha for grains. We're going to use it here across the board. Hakishuim for cucumbers, Hadluim for pumpkins. The final stage is Mishiafaksu, is when one removes the pikas. The pikas was this covering that was on the fruit, sort of like a fuzzy covering. The farmer would rub them off to be able to sell them in the marketplace. Vim eino mafakes, if they're not going to be removed, for whatever reason, the farmer wasn't interested, didn't care, or no, the people expect that it be on there. Mishiyamid arima, it's going to be considered a gemar malacha, complete, when it's already heaped up into a pile. Avatiach mishiyeh shalik, the melon is going to be complete when one removes the shalik. The shalik also has a special coating on the outside. That also was removed by the farmer to make it ready for sale. The imeno mishalik, if he's not going to remove them, achiyase mukta. It's the point when the produce becomes mukta. Mukta just literally means set aside. It's a set aside stage. What happens is you would gather all the fruits and you put them in this row next to each other. That's mukta. You're getting it ready for the next, for the final, getting it ready for its final process. Okay. Let's see. Yara kenegan mishiagod. Vegetables that are usually bundled together. It's gemar malacha is going to be mishiagod when it's actually bundled together. That's just the nature of some vegetables. Some vegetables are commonly sold like that in bunches. Okay. Im eino oget, if it's not going to be tied together, then ad shiamala esakli. The gemar malacha, the obligation for tithing, is not going to kick in until you actually fill the vessel itself. Vim eino malekli. If one doesn't fill the vessel. So then, ad shilka kol tzarko. Then the gemar malacha is going to be until you collect all that you need. Okay, all that you need. When you're done collecting all the stuff that you need, kalkala ad shiachape. If you collect them in a basket, so if you're collecting them in a basket, so it's going to go until ad shiachape, until you cover the basket. If the farmer would collect his vegetables in a large basket, so putting them in the basket is not enough. Farmers would normally, after collecting it, they would cover their produce. They'd take different stuff. Rash points out they would take different types of leaves of palm trees to prevent it from getting dried out in the sun, and that showed that the process was over. Vim eino mechap, if you're not going to cover it over for whatever reason, let's say that's not the custom of the area to cover over the fruits, because people would come by and want to see it. Then it's whenever you fill the vessel. Okay, we see that there's multiple Gemar Malacha stages, and sometimes things themselves might have multiple Gemar Malacha stages within of themselves. Okay, v'mino alas kli achil kosar, you're not going to fill the kli, then it's until you collect all that you need. But medvar, more, and when is this true? When are all these Gemar Malacha said? That's v'molech l'shuk, when you're planning on taking the produce to the marketplace. Aval b'molech l'beso, but if the farmer intends to take the produce not to the market to sell, but to their own home, Ochel mehem arai, he could continue eating from them on a temporary level. Not fully consume everything, but snack a little from it, ad shu magil beiso, until you get to your home. Besides there being a gemar malacha, the gemar malacha doesn't fully kick in until you have your clincher. If you're someone who's selling in the marketplace, then taking it to sell in the marketplace is already the clincher. But the clinching point for someone taking their fruits home is actually only until you get home. There's a distinction between two, and it's only until you get home for the tithing stages to actually kick in and be ready for tithing. Okay, on to Mishnah 6. Haperet vatzimukin vacharuvim mishiyah mid arema. Dried pomegranate pieces, charuvim, carobs, and tzimukin. So tzimukin are raisins. We know that they're finished. They're gemar malacha. Their clincher is mishiyah mid arema, when one puts them into a pile. Bitzalim, onions, that's when mishiyafakel, when one puts them in a, when one peels them. V'imenimafakel, if the farmer's not going to take them through a peeling process, then it's mishiyamid arema, when he puts them in a pile. Hatvua, the clincher for grain, is mishiyamareach, when you smooth down the pile. The way the process would work is that after the grain is totally threshed and then separated out from the straw and the different shells, it's then put into the pile. The farmer would then take the pile and he would smooth it down. That's miruach. That's showing you that's the completion of the processing portion of, you know, the events. Fine. So im einem rech, if you're not going to smooth it down, achiyamid arema, until you make a pile. Hakitnias, for legumes, the clincher there is mishiyich bor, when one sifts it. They're not, something you should know about legumes, they're not cut from their stalk. Rather, what's going to happen to them is they're picked up from the ground, and along with that usually comes a whole bunch of mud and things like that. So what happens is they go through a sifting process, says the Rash. They go through a sifting, on the Rishalmi says, they go through a sifting process to get rid of all the dirt. Fine, so you sift them out, and im eino kover, if you're not going to do any sifting, achimarech, then it's when you smooth that pile as well. Listen, some people don't bother to take off the dirt. Yerushalmi says that straight out. Yeah, farmers like that. Oh, who would believe it? And even though you smooth down the pile, no tell min hakuta'im. You could take from the stalks that are not threshed. Umin hatstadim. And from the stuff that falls to the side of the pile. Mumasha b'tochateven. And from that which gets mixed in with the straw, v'ochel. And that stuff, you could actually eat it. That stuff is considered, you know, stuff that's not going to be processed the correct way. And whether it's going to have a Gemara Malacha process or not is unclear, and therefore one is able to sample from that food specifically. Okay, next Mishnah. We'll get on to that soon.